Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
but we're hopeful and justice will end. Life, life matters.
Freddie Gray, Sam DuBois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. A Black Perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by. The messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Black Lives Matter. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Monday night, and it's that time for the premiere podcast, The Attic. And I want to start tonight's show off by saying every time I hear that opening track, it just takes me inside my mind to think black people still, we have to live with this bullshit on a day-to-day basis, man. And when I say bullshit, I mean just simple shit. Just like the fallen soldiers whose name I called out in the opening soundtrack, nothing is real simple for black folk. Everything has got to be a little more complicated because the fear of everything being equal in this nation, it's starting to change, but it's still far from it. Hey, let's talk about, in fact, I started talking and forgot to ask my cast, how you doing tonight, folks?
Groovy.
I'm good, my
good.
Brother.
Good, how are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Welcome from cold South Florida.
Cold South Florida? That sounds like an oxymoron. I'm just saying. Hey, you know, again, before I talk about why 45 just won't accept the facts and leave, I want to really just spend a few minutes, man, on the environment that we currently live in as people of color. Again, I think that it's just horrible, man, that on top of all the other bullshit in life.
Still going bad on you anyway.
Hold on, man. Hey, Mr. Engineer, right now I was trying to be serious, man, and you broke that serious vibe. So I'm going to transition right into, let's have a conversation, why 45 just won't get his ass out of the White House. I mean, I know it's not time yet, but right now he should be packing his bags and getting ready to go. But instead, he's mounting up a offensive or a defensive that lets America know that I'm just not going to go away. And I think that is so, let me dig deep inside of my vocabulary. I think that's just fucked up. That's the message that we're sending to the rest of the world. I mean, damn it, everybody wasn't happy when his ass won. Okay, but you were there. However you got there, you became the president, and that's what you were for 4 years. Yeah, we talk shit about you. And it was, you know, a lot of shit you did just didn't make a lot of sense, but you were still the president. Now we have an election, you lose, and you just, how the fuck are we going to say you just ain't leaving? Somebody help me understand that.
He just, his ego won't allow him to believe that the American people kicked him to the curb. Simple as that. It's ego.
We can't
Nothing
be surprised.
Else. I think he was. I really think he was. I think he thought it was a holy shit. That, what just happened? I can imagine that. Yeah, easy.
And you know what?
I agree with that.
That's right. We can't be surprised based on everything else. But at some point, you know, you think, okay, this is as deep as the rabbit hole is going to go. And then, oh, boom, here he come with some new shit, man. Now, he wanted to involve the military in elections. Now let me tell you something. After you voiced an objection, and remember, the judges who sits in these goddamn courts, most of them he put there. When that group of people tell you, yo, 45, let it go, you got nothing here. For you to just keep going, come on. In other words, he's going to turn over every stone to something seems to fit what the fuck it is that he wants.
Well, precisely.
But if you know Trump, that's what he's done all his life. He likes to tie stuff up in court so that he messed up because most of the people that he take, their money wasn't long enough to battle them in court. But the government, they got money, will battle you all day long. So he's just used to throwing things in court and then people just saying, you know what, forget it. I can't keep up with this. It costs me too much. So he's just throwing, see,
amen,
just doing what he do.
Yeah.
That's what he do.
I just think he, right now he's just trying to get money from, you know, from the American people. Right. You know, his
$200 million since election day.
See, that's the shit that gets me. And again, I'm sorry. Fuck that. I understand you being a diehard Republican. Okay. Because I'm a diehard Democrat. If it's a fucked up Democrat running against a highly electable Republican, listen to me. I'm still voting Democrat. That's just how I live. So I understand being a diehard Republican. But at some point, you got to say, I'm a Republican, but I'm not with that Trump bullshit, man. You got to say that at some point, man. But that point is far from that point is not in sight yet. Because he got that PAC race set up where he raking in millions of dollars right now. And it's not necessary that he use that money on the defense fund.
Yeah, you got to understand this too, that the people that are actual Republicans, they've already disowned him. These people that are following and giving him money now, they're not technically Republicans. They're racists. That's what they are. They're not Republicans. Well, you see how many Republicans have dropped and came over to the Democratic or became independents. So the actual Republicans, those are the ones you hear about talking about what's going on here. This is crazy. The rest of them, like, you can't call Mitch and those guys actual Republicans because they're not standing for nothing that a Republican stood for, except for a tax.
But in truth, if they had the decency that we want to attribute to, they would have taken this man out to the woodshed the day after the election.
If they were Republicans.
The fact that they are silent.
But you know what you got to ask yourself this question here. I mean, real talk. What the fuck does he have on people that make people follow him like that? Come on.
Hey.
I mean, now, once again, wait a minute now. They was following some bullshit, but they were following. They were support. They were committed to this man. Not having any political background. If he said on Wednesday that it's Friday, they said it's Friday. So what is it about him that make people support him like that?
It is that understanding that we are going to take our country back. That is it. Because they understand that they don't stand a chance. And every time we win, it's rooting us more and more in that mainstream where they don't have control. And you want to make a white person mad, you let him have to answer to a person of color. That's it. That's what he's got on them. We don't care. Do you hear the event? The all of these so-called religious people, they praying, God, come on and take care of your messenger and all that stuff. I appreciate them sending that out for me, but they look at it. They're looking at Trump as the one.
You rolled that one in beautifully.
Uh-huh.
You rolled that one in beautifully.
They're looking for Trump as the one. He's the Messiah. Only because they don't want.
And you can't tolerate that, right?
No, but I'm just simply saying. Again,
no.
For him to have For him to have the following that he has, again, it just makes not a lot of sense to me, especially when that large number of people going through the electoral process, having the electoral college has spoken, courts have spoken. For you to still hold on to some bullshit that this shit was rigged, come on, man.
Because it was rigged.
It was rigged,
and this is why they're so adamant about it. But they're so silly. What they don't understand is they're the ones who rigged it.
Hold on. We're not going to. You got to explain that when you tell me you say the election was rigged. Talk to me for a minute.
Okay, I'll tell you this. You've got to understand. Let's take a look real quick at South Carolina. A week before the election, that little punk was online crying because we had him beat, and he ended up winning by like 10%. The same with Mitch McConnell. I told a couple of people this earlier. You're gonna find
that,
out. Lindsey Graham. That's right. You're gonna find out later on that they did rig this stuff, man. But those are the ones that's being quiet. But Trump being Trump, he going to open it up, and it's going to come to find out that they rigged that stuff. And what happened was we came stronger than what they thought we was going to come, and their rigging process.
Hold on. I'm not talking about all elections. I'm talking about the presidential election.
Yes.
Look, so you think Georgia ain't no use in campaigning in Georgia? You think that's rigged too?
No, I didn't. That's not what I'm saying. Now, because of the fact that all eyes are on it, you got to be careful because they've already started with the suppression stuff. But think about this, man. How many votes did Biden get? What was it, like 81 million? And Trump got 70 million. Okay.
But like I said, he had a following. In fact, the news commentator.
He ain't got no 70 million followers. He ain't got that. He never has that been that many people registered. You understand what I mean? And voted. Never. In Obama, in all his glory, it wasn't all of them votes, bro. So what happened is, I feel that it was rigged, but they didn't do the calculations correctly, and we stood strong, and that's how Trump is out of there. And I bet you it's going to come to pass. I'll be the first to let you know. I have said that you're going to find out that some of those other machines have been tapped, and I guarantee you it's going to be in Kentucky, and it's going to be in South Carolina.
See, listen, man, let me tell you something, all right? See this one of them moments when I gotta say, I'm gonna give you the big brother card, okay? I'm just gonna go with you on that. You get the big brother card on this. But if you wasn't my big brother, I'm just saying, if you wasn't my big brother, I'd probably go ahead and put your microphone on mute. But
you don't think Russia had anything to do with anything?
So let me ask you this. All I
would say is this. Based on everything that has happened these last 4 years, I'm not going to say that it's not possible. That's all. I'll just say that it's not like it's – I said my opinion is based on everything that has happened these last 3-4 years under Trump's administration, something like that. That messenger is, you know, referring to, in his opinion, it wouldn't shock me.
I don't blame. I don't have no hard feelings for Donald Trump because that's what Donald Trump does. My hard feeling would be for the nation of people who still support that. I understand he was your candidate. I understand that you love the man. I get all that. But for the election to be certified and proven over, and you're still sending him money to try to get it overturned, that just don't make a lot of American sense to me.
That's just crazy. That's just being stupid.
That's just going back to what I said originally. It ain't about the Republican or the Democrat. It's about keeping a white person in power. That's what it's about. It's not about that's what it's about. And that's why they'll give their last. If you notice, the people that are giving their last, they ain't even got nothing. They don't have anything, and they're giving their last to this guy.
They
know about everything that crooked that he's doing, and it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, he got like, I guess on Facebook last week, did you see where the Proud Boys started attacking people? Listen, this might sound crazy, okay? But I mean, they just beat somebody ass. There was no guns or no shit like that. They had an old fashioned fist fight, and so I mean, I wouldn't even given that all that attention, man. But they did beat that boy ass though. They did. They beat that boy. I mean, what's it like getting your ass beat on Facebook, man? I hope I never have to experience that. But but did you see that video?
No, I didn't see the video.
No, I didn't see it.
But I'll tell you this: it's come as my mother would say, it's coming up again.
Well,
it's coming up again.
Okay. Hey, but listen, I think if they start some shit, I'm just saying, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I just think the outcome is going to be just a little different. That's all.
That's why I mean it's
coming
up again.
Absolutely.
They know where to go. They know where to go and pick that trouble at and where not to.
Well, again, I just hope that, again, your boy lost. Come on, man. Lick your wounds. I mean, go back, regroup, come back in 4 years, man. But I think here's what the real horror is. Here's what the real horror is. They know Joe got a couple of years on him. And they know if something happened to Joe, what happened?
See?
I said, okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right, bro, Messenger. Yeah. All right. We went all the way around the block.
Okay, all right.
Did I say an angry black woman in office?
Yeah, and again, I'm sorry. I would love to see.
Is that terrifying?
Hell yeah! Yo, a bit crazy when you're pissed off, you know.
Man, hell, listen. Let me tell you something. We need a black president that was a Donald Trumpish, but he did some shit for black people. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? Because watch this. Donald Trump has shown the way that all that shit that we used to think had to take all that, it don't really have to take that time. He just did it for some old shit to me that didn't benefit the nation or black people in particular. But that's what the black community need. We need one of them black Donald Trumpish people up in office. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do you know how long a black Trumpish would last in office?
Well, again, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we need one of them Cory Booker niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Look at here. Cory says, I know that ain't right, but it ain't that bad. All right, go ahead and sign the deal. Go ahead and sign the deal. But again, we keep
but
coming to this shit.
They're so bad, bro, that it ain't even a black woman that they're worried about. They're worried about a woman, period. That's that mentality.
Yeah.
It's a woman, period. A black woman
True.
Just makes it that much worse. But
let me tell you something, man. Again, no, I'm not whipped. if you want organization.
You're right. That's right.
You want to follow through with. Didn't I ask you to give me some feedback? I'm just saying. And again, I'm still standing strong in my spot. But most times, the best man for the job. I can't finish that statement.
I'll finish it. It's a woman. Right. I'll finish it for you.
All right.
It's a woman.
All right. That's all I'm saying. And again, I think that I think the Democratic Party did their thing when they knew to bring Kamala Harris, on the undercard. That's the vice president card.
He had no choice.
There was a choice, man. Yeah, there was a choice.
A woman of color was his only choice. If he wanted to win.
That's right. That was his
white woman up there with him. Yeah, he wouldn't have won.
We'd have stayed home, bro.
Ain't it the damn truth?
He ain't had no choice.
But well, I said, I know one thing, though. Them people in Georgia ain't staying home. I'll bet you.
You see that damn thing?
Yeah, I'll bet you they have record numbers. But you know what, though? Here's the good thing about here's the silver lining in that dark cloud we call 45. He made people get out and vote. He made for once, especially for a lot of new voters, for you to cast that Democratic ballot and see that your vote made a difference. That got to be a good feeling for you.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So again, that's
all
what's going to
work. All things work together for the good. All right.
All right, Thursday night.
Thursday night.
All right. Thursday. All right. Well, I said, we got the sister said, amen. Should have bought a Hyundai. we can flip this shit if you want to now. Yeah, but hey, listen. Breakthrough in technology. Two new vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer. Now, they created a list of who's going to get this vaccine, and postal employees were on the list. So as soon as this podcast is over, I'm going to write a letter to whoever created the list and tell them they're going to take my name off the list. All right, I'm gonna donate my portion. I'm not taking that shit, man. No, not right now. No,
really?
Maybe next year I will. Next year I will, but not, no. I can't do it, man.
Then I take it you're going to stay home until next year.
It won't be available to you until next year anyway.
Why? The vaccine is available now.
You're not on the early part of the list. In fact, if I remember the list correctly, you second the... You next to last to get it.
The post office?
Yep, if I remember the list correctly.
Okay, I just know we made the essential workers list, and my only thing about making the essential workers list is, come on, United States government, open up your pocketbook and pay them pay those postal employees that essential hazardous duty pay.
That's right.
If you're going to classify them in that group on everything else, man, give them that money, man. Folks out there on the line hard every day delivering that mail for you. Yeah, they need that money. But anyway, getting back to the – see how I slipped that little plug in there? But anyway, that's funny. I talk positive about the post office on the attic and try to tear their ass up on my postal podcast.
On the attic, you just be talking because we ain't hearing that right now, all right?
Okay. So is it no postal?
No, you're just talking. Not with my mail 4 days still late.
But it's coming, man. Uh-oh. It's coming. Hey, listen, let me tell you something, okay? Wait a minute. I ain't a defender of the postal service or no shit like that, but you got to remember something. FedEx and UPS, they ain't even taking no more mail. So, again, people got to understand, when you're used to moving 1 million packages and now you're moving 10 million, man, you know, some shit got to wait, man. Everything still cannot get done. It's just not possible.
That's right.
Oh, I, and I, That I understand. I understand, okay. But this ain't just start.
All right, anyway, hold on, you're right. But we're going to talk about that vaccine because you're going to deep waters right now, man.
All right, okay.
Listen, don't make me go put my shirt and tie and my hat on to finish this show. All right, I've been transformed.
Taking it. The day I'm offered it, if I got to walk, I'm taking it.
And you know what, bro?
I'll be 90 in a couple of days. I want to live one more day. I want to live. If this thing promised me 91, I'm taking it.
Well, again, that's why I said I'll take it next year. You know, but again, I don't have any qualms or any. I don't throw no shade on anybody who takes it. I just choose not to. It just, again, it was just to me. It was just too fast.
No, I understand the history.
It was just too fast. And it was created here as a cure, and we don't cure shit, man. That's not what we do. We're not in the business of curing shit. We are in the business as a company of treating shit. What would
okay,
I want
well,
to
cure? Well, just so you know, that's all it is. They don't
it's
even
not,
know.
Wait a minute.
After
it's preventing you from getting
after you take your shots, you're not guaranteed that you'll never have it again.
No,
they don't know how long
it's
going to last.
It's,
right.
Yeah, it's not a cure. Not
okay. Watch this.
What it's going to do is, God forbid, if you're exposed to it, it lessens your reaction to it. If you are exposed to it, or you may not get it, but it is not a cure.
Okay,
a vaccine is not a cure.
And that's a nurse. And that's
what's
a nurse this? Talking.
What's
the old daughter girl talking to him?
She said, Nurse Carmen said that shit like it. Don't make me say this shit again. It is not.
She's an angry black woman.
I ain't messing with that. Never again. Never again will I call that shit a kill. Never again. But you know what, though?
Okay,
I still ain't taking it, man. I don't care how many people take it. Again, I just don't have confidence in it. Now, again, if I got sick, whatever you got, I'll take. But if I'm still moving around on my own, I'm going to pass on that. And I'll pass because I think there's people more deserving than me that should take it. I'll wait till the new improved batch come out, and I'll get on that batch, man. Because this, you know, the first batch of any, you know, the first batch of anything, they got to make adjustments to, man.
I don't agree with what you just said. I think you better rethink the meaning behind what you said.
Yes, sir, OG. As soon as this show is over, I'm going to sit down in the corner by myself, and I'm gonna look back and retro. Come on, man. What did I say, OG? That I'm not taking this virus because it's too soon?
Well, one or the other. Either you don't believe that it'll do what it says it's going to do.
I don't.
The history behind black folks and medicine, I perfectly well understand.
Okay. And again.
But
go ahead.
If I see educated people taking it on television, I don't think it behooves me to question their belief that it's going to do what it's supposed to do.
As a leader and president, I'll close my eyes and follow Barack Obama. Now, that's where that man is as far as on my scale of leaders, but I won't follow him with this right here. Again, that's just my own person.
You're entitled to it.
Yeah, that's all.
Say you want to take it today, but you take it tomorrow. To me, makes no sense, but that's me.
Well, tomorrow they have more time to look at it and evaluate because, see, again, the first dose of anything usually has to have some sweetener, a little more, another pinch of salt. And I'm going to wait for them to just wait till they get it right. I just don't think they have it right.
They don't even know what the side effects of this is really.
That's what I'm
just
saying. There we go.
It's going to take time. They zip through it. That's not that to say that it is not working, but they don't know everything that it's going to do. So to be the first one, if that's your prerogative, go ahead, Bobby Brown, do it. But we don't. It's a lot of stuff we don't know.
Yeah.
And just because they
say
it's
okay. Yeah, we don't even know all about the virus.
Life itself is a mystery.
If you
don't know what's
going
to happen to you when you walk out your front door in the morning.
But you, One second. You know what
the
I would like to see?
You know, if one follows the other, your logic makes no sense.
Okay, but it's still our logic, though. That's the beautiful thing.
True.
I know everybody. Everybody got a perception on something. There's some people that think Donald Trump was a good president. I don't understand where that comes from, but they believe it. So
why we have to go there?
That's their reality. But you know what I would want to see? And check me out. If we really have a cure. A treatment. If we really have a treatment that's effective, don't you think, and I'm just asking, the rest of the world would be gravitating to get this? And I just don't see that on the world stage right now.
All the other countries are making their own. China did theirs. England did theirs.
Okay. All right.
Everybody's doing their own thing. They're not sitting there waiting for us to be a savior of the damn world.
Okay.
Everybody's got their own little.
We came out with a virus that nobody knew about, okay? So we dropped everything, and we started creating a vaccine for it. Within 9 months, we got that vaccine. We had this other virus that came out. It's called AIDS. The whole world stopped what they was doing to try to fix it, and we still ain't a step closer. Dave, as the co-producer said, we've got some stuff to kind of make you feel a little bit better, but we got nothing. We've got nothing. And now they're saying that there's another strain to this virus. It's all potluck.
Yeah, go
ahead.
I heard a hematologist who's a specialist in blood diseases speak of the AIDS virus. The AIDS virus mutates every 6 months. They'll come up with a treatment, not cure, treatment that was good, and then 6 months later, there's a new strand out. The HIV virus is constantly mutating. Constantly.
Okay. Right.
Why do you sound angry there, Scott?
No, she don't play. She don't play when you go against the medical field.
Okay,
hard.
I got you.
It's hard. That's not anger.
She's passionate. That's not anger.
Okay.
It's just hard to treat something that's changing every 6 months. It's hard.
Okay, it's hard.
It seems like this virus is changing.
Yeah.
Hey, and on that note,
there's a new strand. Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
But on that note of the new strand, that's going to bring up. I got to land the mothership, folks. This podcast is about to come to an end. So, hey, listen. Again, we gave you a little conversation on why the president won't leave. We talked a little bit to you tonight about every time I do that, man, I feel like that minister in church, man, you know, before I ask you for the offer. I'm bringing it all back together. And then I'm gonna be like, yo, D, go get that offering plate. But no,
mine is in the mail.
Lordy, that was a bad shot.
I know. But again, that's two big brother cards you got on one show, man. You can leave the post office alone, all right? You go back up on me.
All right, bro.
Hey, let's say good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Happy holidays,
night,
everybody. Merry
good
Christmas.
Night, everyone.
Peace.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Peace.
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 Well, we still didn't even do a Christmas. We didn't even make no comments for Christmas, man. I wonder why.